Welcome. I'm your host, Monica Cade, and you're listening to a special mini-series with one of Australia's leading international speakers on intuition, self-awareness, and human potential. Meet Amir Zoghi. In this four-week series, we're going to be talking about and dissecting the phrase we've all heard before, mind over matter. This series is about supporting you to harness the power of the mind and realize that you can transcend your current mindset. If you're tired of battling with your perceived limitations, then join us for four episodes that will help you start the journey to living your life with greater power and peace of mind. You can find the show notes on my website, monicacade.com. And if you enjoy this episode, I'd love for you to rate us on iTunes so more people have the opportunity to find us, grow, and be their best. Welcome, Amir. Thanks for joining me for episode one of our Mind Over Matter mini-series.
Thanks, Monica. Thanks for having me.
So I thought the best way to start this series was to dissect the phrase mind over matter. Especially when we talk about the mind, a lot of the time we think, you know, mental cognition, the brain and thinking. And so I thought, let's dissect what the mind is. And can you maybe clarify that term for us?
Sure. I mean, mind is, to me, is like an ocean. I know most people think, well, my mind is, you know, the thing between my ears. But no, that's your brain. It's not your mind. And for me, most individuals don't use the full capacity of the brain, let alone their entire mind. And what I'm here to talk to you about is actually tapping into the full potential of our mind. We don't even come close to touching that. And the reason being is because we think, and that's the thing, we think that the mind is just the space between our ears. And for me, it's far greater than that. For me, the mind, if I can, the best way to explain this to you is in a metaphor, but the mind is like the ocean, like I mentioned before. Whereas the mindset is the individuality of the person. It's their thinking, it's their patterns, it's their personality, it's how they perceive their reality. To me, that is the mindset. And there is billions of mindsets, but there is only one mind. If you are tapping to the true mind, which is an infinite mind, there is only one mind. Just like in my little metaphor, there's only one ocean. If you can just imagine just one ocean, whereas the mindsets are like little bubbles that pop up in the ocean, like a drop of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So all the mindsets are drops of the ocean. They are still part of the ocean, but they perceive to be separate. They perceive to be their own individuality, which is true, but it's not the whole truth, because they're really a part of one energy, one mind. And I don't want to get too spiritual here, and some people might actually encourage that. But what I'm talking about is something that I use in my everyday living. It has nothing to do with spirituality. This is what I tap into. This is what I use. This is how I live. So I don't want to get into scientific nor spirituality. I'm just talking about what it is. And that's the best way to explain it, is if you are tapping to the one mind, which is the infinite mind, you are transcending your mindset. And see, the mindset is limited to your perception of you being a drop of the ocean. Well, if you are a drop of the ocean, how much power do you really have? You know, I don't blame you for not using your infinite capacity, because you perceive to be a drop of the ocean. The drop of the ocean, although being part of the ocean, has very little impact of the ocean. What I mean by that is the drop of the ocean cannot move the ocean, yet the ocean moves the drop. It continuously moves the drop. Not only the one drop, but the billions of drops. So if you can transcend your mindset, and again, reminder, the mindset is your patterns. It's your perception of what reality is. And that is built on what's happened in the past and some of the ideals you have about the future. These are things that have been taught to you. These are things that have been passed on to you. To transcend the mindset, that is the true potential here. If someone has the ability to transcend the mindset, they can tap into the mind rather than their mind. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. So I definitely want to go into more about transcending the mindset. But before we do, I would like to, because we're talking about mindset, it seems that now it's very common for everybody to talk about having a positive mindset. So can you maybe tell us how that impacts, you know, transcending the mindset, and is it that we're supposed to have a positive mindset, or is that just another limitation?
Oh, it depends who's listening, okay? Because I would rather say it's better and far more effective to have a positive mindset. But the thing is, you know, it depends how deep you want to go into this work, you know, and it depends if you're hearing this for the very first time. Yes, if you're hearing this, something like this for the very first time, yes, be positive. Positive is far better than being negative. But if you've heard this stuff and you're looking for something deeper and you're looking for something different, then positive is just the opposite of negative. And when you're experiencing yourself in the mindset, you're experiencing yourself as duality, which means that there is a balance, equilibrium, if you like. So if there's a positive, there's also a negative. So if you train your mind to be positive and have a positive outlook, you may train it and be very well disciplined, but all you're doing is suppressing the negative part of you. Because if something has a positive, it also has an equal and opposite reaction, if you like, or response, if you like, which is the negative. And what happens is that you bring out your positive mindset at your work, for example, but then you'll become negative towards your health. But then you change that and you become very positive towards your health, and then you become very negative towards your relationships or relationship. But then you bring positivity towards your relationship and work on that, and then you notice that you've become negative towards your career or your finances. It doesn't end. It's equilibrated. That is the thing about the mindset. It's a bubble. It's your mindset. Your mindset is in complete balance. But the thing is, to transcend that, you're transcending balance. And again, you, people might think, listen to this and go, well, hang on, what are you telling me not to be in balance? No, I'm saying that you have to find balance to transcend it. Most people think they have to find balance in order to stay with it. No, of course, balance is very important, because balance is the door that transcends your mindset. Balance is the door that transcends your reality of being a drop of the ocean. Sure, it's very important. I'm a big believer of balance, but I don't believe that we came here just to find balance and just to live in it. We came here to find balance so that therefore we can transcend it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's, you know, so again, it depends who's listening. If someone's been on this journey for a long time, they know what I'm talking about when I say you're being positive, but then you notice you're suppressing the negative. And you may not even like hearing that. There's a part of you that will like, no, that's not true, because I'm always positive. And it's like, yeah, come on, let's be honest with yourself. What about when you're by yourself? What about when things slow down? What about when you aren't so busy? Because you make yourself busy to actually suppress or distract yourself from what's really going on. Mm-hmm. Then someone might ask themselves, well, besides positive and negative, what else is there? Life. There's infinite energy. And you know, just to leave something with someone here, with some of your audience here, if you ask yourself, I always ask myself, my audience, when I'm speaking on stage, I said, who's here ever experienced happiness for no reason? I mean, absolute no reason. There's a moment you're just sitting there, you're walking there, and you just have these moments of bliss and happiness, but there's no reason. But then your mind kicks in and goes, why are you happy? And then you look for the reasons of why you're happy, and what you'll find is maybe reasons of why you're happy or reasons of why you're not happy, because you'll find both. And you miss, and it just slips away, that happiness, that moment that you're experiencing happiness for no reason completely just slips away. See, that's what I'm talking about. When people go, well, besides positive and negative, what else is there? Love. Mm-hmm. Love. But I'm not talking about the love has an opposite that's hate. That's not what I'm talking about. It's a far greater love. So that moment where you experience happiness for no reason, if anyone has ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. There was no reason to influence you or persuade you to be happy. You were just happy for no reason. That is when you have experienced a moment where you've just transcended that reality of balance. And that's the only, if I can just get people to relate to that, that's the energy or the feeling that I'm talking about. There's nothing that persuaded or influenced your happiness. Mm-hmm. And
Okay, so then for some of the listeners, let's talk to the audience that maybe they feel that they found a sense of balance in their life and they're interested in what you're saying about transcending this balance. So how does one go about doing such thing?
Well, it's a great journey, that's for sure, because, we find ourselves in between this. You know, you're pursuing something that you really want, you're resisting something you don't want, and that kind of, you know, changes over all the time, and you know, you find this yourself in this world. But to answer your question, you know, it takes great dedication to bring your mind to become aware. And become aware of what? Become aware of everything that's going on. You know, most of the time we're missing what's happening. You see, most of the time the drop of the ocean is trying to change its reality. And it has to work very hard to change its reality, whether it's pursuing what it wants or resisting what it doesn't. You know, that's the duality there. But it's a game of, that's what the game becomes. It becomes about pursuing this, that what you want and resisting what you don't want. But the thing is, the reason you play that game is because you perceive to be the drop of the ocean. So, I mean, to answer your question, this is simply said than done, obviously, because it takes great work to realize what I'm about to say. You must realize that you are not the drop. It is only then that you can realize who and what you truly are. Because the drop can't change its mindset. The drop can't realize who it is. Because the drop only knows the drop, and it knows other drops. The drop must realize it is not the drop, but it is the ocean. Now, again, easier said than done. And you might ask, well, how do you do that? Well, it's not a how question. It's a practice. It's a discipline. It's, you know, I always give people practices and processes and which require disciplines. And again, it requires discipline is because your ego has to agree to it. That's why we require discipline. The discipline is for the ego part. And through those practices and processes, people become aware and they start to realize things that were going on, they were just not aware of it. And it's not a question that could be understood nor grasped in this conversation. I've worked with thousands of people, but I've worked with hundreds at the moment where I work with them with this process, whether through my online programs. And I give them, it's weird, this sounds weird, but I give them a feeling. Like when I'm speaking right now, my intention is not to persuade you in what I'm saying, because all I'll be doing is persuading your mindset, and your mind is set. So if I persuade your mindset, it will kind of go back. It's like a rubber band. You stretch a rubber band, it will go back to what it was. That's what happens when people are on dieting. If you're in a diet and you're trying to lose weight, then you're using your mindset and you may get the result, but then you'll go back to what it was because your mindset is that way. Mm. You know, or you make lots of money and you become successful, but if your mindset stays that way, you go back to, you're losing the money and going back to what you were, how you were living before. So there's nothing I can say to the individual mindset here. My intention is always not to persuade someone in what I'm saying. My intention is to get them to feel what I'm saying. I'm here to distribute a feeling. I'm here to share a feeling. And all people are doing is feeling what I'm saying, and they go, oh, I don't. Some people might even go, I don't understand what he's saying, but I feel him. I feel what he's saying, and it feels to be true. That's the only way I can explain it. It feels to be true, but you, and the thing is, your mindset might not understand it. It feels to be true because it feels familiar. Like somehow you may have known it before. That's the feeling I'm here to give to people, and that's the only way I can share what I'm here to share, because what I'm here to share with people cannot be understood by their human mind, by their human mindset. It cannot be even spoken about. It's not like I'm using words to speak about this, but it's more about where the words are coming from rather than what the words are saying. Because if you only listen to the minds, what the words are saying, you're probably saying, this is jibber jabbage. I don't even know what this guy's talking about. And of course, that may be true because that is not for you. It's only for the one who feels this is true. And somehow it feels like I've always known it. It feels familiar. I don't know why it feels familiar. What your question was asked. The question was, well, how do you transcend the mindset? Was that the question?
Yes.
Well, right now you're transcending the mindset. If you feel what I'm saying, you're transcending the mindset right now. But you'll lose it again at the moment you start thinking again. And that's normal. It's normal. It's like I said, it's like a rubber band. You know, I take you beyond your mind. I transcend your mind. I blow your mind, whatever you want to call it. And every time I do that, I stretch this rubber band. But the rubber band will bring you back to where you are or where you've been. But that's normal. But ultimately what happens, you do that. This is why I work with people. You know, I can't work with people one day. I work with them over 12 months, you know, and I continuously take them beyond the mind, beyond the mindset. And what happens to a rubber band that you keep stretching out? It loses its elasticity. That's the word I was looking for, elasticity. So what happens when you lose its elasticity? It means it doesn't go back to where it was. It becomes weaker. And you keep doing that, what happens to that rubber band? It's going to snap. And that's transcending the mind.
Now, I think some of our listeners are probably, you know, maybe feeling a bit confused. I'm sure some of them are feeling something, you know, beyond what you're saying, but can't quite make sense of it logically. But so before we move on any further, I thought let's track back again to the phrase mind over matter, and let's now talk about matter. So what is the matter part of this?
Well, the matter is the physical part. And if the physical matter, that's only matter, mind is the formless part, matter is physical reality. Okay, so if you like, mind is like the ocean and matter is like the iceberg that floats amongst the ocean. So the matter is, and this is the thing, if the matter matters more than the mind, you will never transcend the mind, the mindset, sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
could you maybe in this particular sense give us an example of if a particular matter, so in what way would we not be able to transcend it if it matters more?
Okay, well, see, this is the thing. Like your heart speaks something, you feel something, you have an idea, you feel inspired to do something, you love somebody, you love something. You know, this all is a feeling. It's energy, okay? It's formless, okay? But then you look at your physical reality, you look at your circumstances, and your circumstances dictate why you can and why you can't. And most people will look at their circumstances, for example, their financial circumstances or their past experience. I can't do this. Who am I to think that I could do this? What if I fail? I failed in the past. What will people think of me? Okay. I don't have any money for this. Can you see what I mean? That is your physical experience, your circumstances right, usually dictate what you can and what you can't do. Your heart doesn't understand your circumstances. Your heart, it comes when you feel something, if it's truly in your heart, not mm-hmm. the ones you make up and you want to feel it, right? If it's truly from your heart, it comes from the mind, the one mind, okay? Because mm-hmm. the one mind is formless. So in other words, when you feel something, you feel its infinite capacity. You feel its infinite possibilities. But then you look at the matter, and the matter says, and that's your current circumstances. It says, but you can't. Do you remember what happened last time you did that? You failed. You know, it's not the right time to do that, because right now we're going through a financial crisis. Does that make sense?
Yes. So it's almost like when we feel that moment of possibility where we feel that inspiration come out of nowhere and we want to pursue a new project or start a new career or you know, go on a holiday. So we've all experienced moments like that, but then we feel that and then our mindset comes in to override that feeling because we can't see how it could possibly happen from where we're in that moment.
Yeah, and what dictates your mindset is what you see and how you perceive your story, how you perceive your circumstances. Somebody, you know, you take an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur, will see a downturn in the economy as an opportunity, as an opportunity to make money, as an opportunity to expand their ventures. But someone else would see a downturn in the economy as something that's terrible, as something that's going to dictate their possible reality. It's two different mindsets, the same circumstances, two different mindsets, okay? So one mindset is, I mean, sure, all mindsets are limited in some form, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm just showing you, right? Two different mindsets, two different realities. The entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur, will see the downturn as an opportunity to make more money because everything drops in prices. So when everything drops in prices, you can buy cheap, and because it's a balance, what goes down will come up again. Okay, but then when they've bought everything cheap, everything rises in price again, the entrepreneur becomes a multimillionaire because they saw it differently versus the person who saw the downturn as, oh my god, this is my life over, I'm losing money, let's give you an example.
And so when we're looking at this mind over matter in a whole now, is this why we find ourselves recreating the same circumstances because we're limited by this mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, we're always going to have a mindset. You know, while you're here as a human being, you're always going to have a mindset. But you can change your mindset. But you can't change your mindset with your current mindset. You must transcend the current mindset to then realize a new mindset. I know that sounds a little bit very complicated, but that's the only way I can explain it. It takes a lot of work to understand what I just said. But you can't change your reality with your current reality. Right? You must transcend. You must see beyond them. You know, the current reality. You must see past what you're seeing.
I think that's a really beautiful point to just wrap up episode one of our conversation, because I feel like this can then lead into the next part of episode two. And I feel like, you know, things that might be coming up in our listeners' minds might be, well, okay, I feel what you're saying, Amia. So then how am I going to change this? How am I going to transcend my mindset? Is it about the thoughts? Is it, what is it about? So maybe that's something that, you know, we can dive more into in the next episode.
Yes, we can. But I will let you guys know that it's not just your thoughts.
A little bit of a teaser there.
It's not. It's actually to quieten the mind. And, you know, through my mind over about a challenge, you know, that's one of the weeks is all about, you know, bringing stillness to the mind. So it's not about changing your thinking. Sure, changing your thinking will have some rub off, you know, that you might perceive that's positive. But like I said, all you're doing is changing your thinking. You're seeing positive, but you're just suppressing the negative. And it's just going to, whatever you suppress, you know, it will express at one point. It's just going to explode.
Mm. And I think that's a really important point. And I think this is the difference, the point of difference to a lot of the information out there where, you know, people are talking about mindset, where in this conversation, it's not about changing the thoughts. And I guess if our listeners feel like they've tried all these different things, but they keep coming back to the same spot, then definitely tune in for episode 2.
When you change your mindset, your thinking changes.
I don't have anything to add to that. I think it sums it up beautifully.
Yeah. But then people go, well, that's the difference between me and that person is he thinks different, so therefore I should change my thinking.
Mm.
Now you got to change who you think you are. You need to realize who you are, not just, you know, change your thinking. The reason that person's thinking is different is because their mindset of their reality, of who they are, is different.
Mm. So I guess if you're listening and this feels like a journey that you'd like to go down, then I highly recommend signing up to the link in the show notes for our mini series.
You know what, Monica?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt? I just had something that just popped in my mind.
Of course.
And we haven't spoken about this. Do you mind if I just speak about it?
Go for it.
You know what I want to do? I'm going to give the people who join us on this 4-week journey. And by the way, this is the way the mind works. It just pops up and you got to take it when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to give everyone who joins us in this 4-week journey a voucher to join me on the Mind Over Matter Challenge. It's normally $37,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm going to offer every one of your listeners who have joined us over this 4-week journey together, rather than me give you a one-on-one session, right? I want to give you a voucher to join me free for the Mind Over Matter 4-week challenge. So through this 4-week challenge, I actually give you processes, which most people call tools or techniques, all right, that will allow you to experience for yourself firsthand what I'm talking about.
Sounds amazing. And so if you would like to take Amir up on this offer, then you will need to subscribe by the link in the show notes, and yeah, and then you can join us on this 4-week journey and see for yourself, I guess not see for yourself, experience what you've been talking about in today's episode so far.
So just so I've got this clear in my mind, so people are joining us for a 4-week conversation, because mm-hmm. this is a four-week series, and when they do that, we'll also give them a free access to the 4-week Mind Over Matter Challenge, which gives you processes that allow you to have firsthand experience of what we're talking about. So, and you'll actually meet with a facilitator of mine once a week. You'll be part of a group. It's a group of about 20 people. You get access to all that for free.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Amir.
Pleasure. Thank you, Monica.